Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's a short show. We got about 20 minutes to spend together, so if it's on your mind, get in fast. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Years ago, Bill Cosby had a great routine on I Started Out as a Child. It was about the New York subway system, and he said that it was very entertaining. They put a nut in every car. This explains, by the way, why I don't like commercial airline traffic. And there was a United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Chicago earlier this month that punctuates the whole story. Apparently, the flight takes off, everything's fine, no mechanical problems. A passenger becomes unruly. The man gets out of his seat, accosts the flight attendants, and demands to know where are the Mormons. Now, one passenger said the incident escalated into a big physical altercation with several passengers rushing out of their seats to subdue him. The troublemaker was removed from the plane when they made an unexpected stop in Denver to release him. The plane was on the ground for 5 hours before continuing to Chicago. I don't know what they did with the passengers, but see, this explains it right there. Yeah, so, now, years ago, again, going way back, there were a lot of different comedic routines that revolved around odd-smelling perfumes. Yeah, like Eau de Pork Chops. Well, apparently Domino's Pizza in the UK is taking it seriously. They have launched their first-ever Eau de Toilette, that is Eau de Passion, inspired by pepperoni pizza, featuring notes of spice, pepper, and a woody, warm base. That's right. So if you want to smell like a pepperoni pizza, Domino's has you covered. Not only that, the scent is in a bottle shaped like a slice of pizza. And it's free if Domino's chooses you, if you're a website denizen. Yeah, this is UK, I think. I don't think it works for us. Apparently, we've got a British star who I've never heard of, but they know him in Great Britain, Luke de Bono, who's promoting the scent, saying it's the perfect gift for passionate pizza-loving couples looking to spice things up. Yeah, well, this month was Valentine's Day. No, I don't think so. Then, we're often hearing about teachers and their bizarre activities, some of which is very concerning. Well, I'll tell you what, we got nothing on Queensland, Australia, where a high school teacher, and by the way, the staff knew about this, and the principal knew about this, who prefers to be known as Miss Purr, self-identifies as a cat. That's her preferred identification at Marsden State High School, where she screeches and growls when her students don't listen. She also hisses and licks the backs of her hand during class and wears a headband with cat ears. One concerned mother said Miss Purr had made her daughter purr, yeah, for God knows what. Yeah, right, for better grade, I don't know. The Department of Education said yes, they were aware of the complaints. All right, but what are you doing? Apparently nothing. All right, so now, when last night we were talking with Tubby, and I suggested something that she do with her stuck tape in her VCR TV combo. And the interesting thing was that at first I thought it was a fail-safe fault, but it wasn't, because she could still play the tape. She just couldn't rewind it, couldn't eject it. And, you know, I didn't tell her at the time, but my fear was, oh my God, might be a broken part. God knows the rubber. But in any event, Tubby got the tape out. So let's find out if my advice works. So Tubby, how did you do it?
I wouldn't plug it in. Yeah. Okay. And I got a limited choice of plugs in this place. Okay.
Right.
And I'm resetting up the house so I could be more comfortable,
uh-huh.
Really retired. But anyway, I could reach it. So I did it, and because it had been unplugged since I couldn't, you know,
right.
do it before. And when I plugged it in, I think you had said, see, mine's got like a power button.
Right.
So what I did was unplugged it in, went straight to the power, and then went straight to the eject.
And it
popped right up.
And it ejected. Good. I'm glad. That's wonderful.
You're glad.
Yeah, I know. You're even more glad. But yeah, usually turning it off for a while, unplugging it, plugging it back in, hold the eject button while you're powering it up, it'll work.
Yeah, and you know what? I always forget about that stuff. Okay, we're going to have two more areas. I do have that reference for, because, you know, I'm going to get me another one of those. When my boyfriend, you know, I went to housing, they said HUD said 90 days out of your apartment and you lose your place, right?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to lie, but remember I told you he has 7-hour heart surgery. He's still in nursing home. He can't walk.
Yeah.
But what got me so bad, they said it's a HUD rule. And I had gone to them because you have to change the classification of your housing, if you know, for handicapped.
Right.
So when I was going to go to try to rehousing, oh, my God, I can't believe some of the rules they have in this world. Anyway, and she was no help whatsoever. She came over there like the Gestapo. So he had like one of those with the turntable on top.
Mm-hmm.
And you got this double deck for taping, because I haven't taped for a long time. You got the cassette. You had everything, the CD, the double cassette.
Yeah.
So those people, I'm going to ask them to send me a catalog, and I'm going to get me a radio so I can go listen to the baseball game in the park.
All right.
And I get some information, but I'm sure they'll be helpful, as you are. Okay, Singer sewing machines. Have you heard anything about them? But you know what I was going to ask you when I thought about it? I said, I'm still learning computers, because when I do stuff like Raleigh, I like to be thorough. When I get into things, I like to be thorough. I like to have the time to really, you know, think about what I'm doing. So anyway, I got a sewing machine, and the bobbin thing is jammed.
Now you're definitely outside my area of expertise. On your VCR, when I told you what to do, I sort of knew, but I got to tell you, when you said it had been playing, I really got scared that maybe you had a rubber belt that was worn out and all that. So I'm just so thrilled that it wasn't mechanical. So that's great news. But a sewing machine, no. To me, that's an implement of destruction. I can't imagine.
Well, what do I do on the internet? How do I start searching? I'm serious. This is all Greek to me. I'm the kind of person that learned how to type like when I was 14, okay? My mama taught me how to type.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of person I can type perfect and go back two pages. Two pages, no, I made a mistake. I was like, for the census, okay. They loved it because they said, you look, let me tell you this real quick. She said, we need accuracy. She used to say it all night instead of speed.
Mm-hmm.
What I could do, you know, I'm not as fast, but... And I had I'm going to give you another typewriter, because they found out people still need those parts.
You know
what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what to do with your sewing machine, because there is a Singer factory distributor on Irving Park Road in Chicago, and they do repairs.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Repairs, lubrication, parts installation, adjustments, calibrations, and periodic maintenance. They're at 4914 West Irving Park Road, Chicago.
Praise the Lord. I'm getting it together, girl. You don't know how much you know me.
Yeah, no, this
Raleigh, is... Raleigh, you're the star.
Yeah, and this is easy. They'll give you a free estimate, and they guarantee their work.
I know. They're going to fix it right away. I just couldn't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you can't get that jam and that bobbin like that,
yeah.
You really got to know how to... You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah, all I would know is how to take it in for repair. I can't help you beyond that, but that should work. There's other places as well, but I'd try the Irving Park Road location first.
No, that's fine. I can get right on the bus and take it. I've got one that I can carry over there. I can carry it or take it there or whatever.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
And I haven't given you my story, but I just didn't want to bombard you with all my little... fun stuff, okay?
Okay.
It's just coming. When people say stuff, like when they were talking about the lighthouse, I worked at the Lighthouse for the Blind.
Oh.
I got stories for every place I worked and the people that worked there. And some stories I know about Christ. One thing important, the last thing, because this week is about over. No names, no politics, no crazy stuff, okay? But I did hear that people need to consider whether they're trying to figure out about the money thing and who made a mistake or how it's going to turn out. I heard one good thing that I like, and this person, you know this person, but they said that people should just don't do anything drastic. Try to be normal, because what if you do that and people, we stop shopping or going and doing our regular thing, it messes up the economy so bad that little places go out of business.
That's
the only advice I know. So people need to be conscious of, what if you feel you deserve the trip?
Yeah.
But, you know, this person, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it's somebody you know. But they said it, and it just made a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Right.
Don't go large and don't go small.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Good advice.
I love you. Have a nice weekend.
Talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Okay,
no, that's absolutely true. When people are acting on their emotions in reaction to something, very often the thing of which they most fear, they're creating. So we'll leave that right there. But 888-876-5593. Debbie is in Raleigh. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, it's been a while since I called you, maybe a month. But
What have you been doing?
I lost my best friend that lives here, who was on a ventilator and then on a trach, and she succumbed from other medical causes, and she was on, or she had COVID followed by MRSA, and she just couldn't come out of it, you know.
I'm so sorry, but with a litany like that, it's a very big loss for you, but it's better for her.
Yeah. Yes, and I've gotten through the missing her and not knowing, or you know, being sad to know she's gone.
Yeah.
But I miss being able to share things with her.
Oh, of course.
You know, when I find something funny,
of course,
and I'm laughing about it, and I want to be able to.
Right.
Excuse me,
oh no, I know.
And I can't.
And you think, oh,
but
I'll call. Yeah, right. That's exactly it. You
know.
And then it's like, oh God, no, I can't do that. Yeah, it's tough.
Yep. You know.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, there was a story a few days ago about a college student who had an inflatable doll, and his roommate came back early, and he didn't want the roommate to know about it, so he went out and was putting the doll on fire.
Oh, no.
And he burned part of the door.
I'm sure he did. Those lifelike things have all sorts of toxic chemicals. They're not supposed to be set on fire. Yeah.
I did. So I wanted to share one great story with you.
Yeah.
There were three girls, excuse my voice, I'm sorry. There were three girls who were in their teens. One needed a heart transplant, and she got that. But they were able to take parts of her heart and give it to two other girls that needed mitral valve
prolapse
surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was out of Duke. So people that want to hear it might want to look that up. And finally, there's something on YouTube called I Can Tell You Your Birthday in 1 Minute. Your name. I can tell you what your name is in 1 minute. It's on YouTube, and it's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Okay. I'll look for that.
If I can get at what I'm trying to say, I'll be okay. But,
I'll absolutely look for that.
I can't record the script.
All right.
All right, listen, thanks a lot.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, 888-876-5593. We got Dave on the north side who's got a request. Jim is in Richmond. James on the south side, and hopefully we'll get to you. But if not, there's Monday Night Trivia coming up, because this is an incredibly short show. So I'll stop talking so you can start in moments here on WGN Radio. Well, maybe it's my turn. I don't know. Nobody said anything to me. But we'll forego the bumper and what I will do, because we've got, you know, a couple of calls and all that. And scant 7.5 minutes left. Dave on the north side's got a request. What you want, Dave?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
All right. It's funny, I heard that guy Dean on the rebroadcast last week asked like the same question that I was. I guess he thought it was like anyone could answer it from the Flintstones.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like that was interesting. You're like, no, but you asked him another question.
Yeah.
Ironically, the question you asked me, I'm sure you probably don't remember, it was like, what was Wilma's birthday? and I didn't get it right, but it was like same day as a lodge meeting.
Right.
And
so
that episode.
Right, exactly that one, and then later where Fred appeared as Rock Roll, telling Wilma he could get him for free. Yes. Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what you asked him instead. Yeah. But that episode, you asked me the question of when, you know, what her birthday and what it was with Fred.
Yes.
For the lodge meeting.
Right.
And I got along. I was like, garbage day, but that episode was on tonight.
I'll be darned. How about that?
Yeah, I was like, me and my friend, we turned it on just as she was saying. But he's like, what's he going to get you for your birthday? And she's like, I don't know, but it's on the same day as his lodge day, so he can't forget.
Right.
And
there you go.
I was like, oh, that's that question she asked me.
Good. Good.
I wanted to hear In the Blues in the Night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was wondering, like, when you play, because I like fall asleep sometimes at night, and I don't have internet yet, so I don't want. I was just curious, because I don't want to miss it. I know you got like half hour, so
yeah.
Now,
The Johnny Taylor Blues in the Night, right?
I think so. Yeah. Is that like who am I thinking?
Yeah.
Not Bob Cabot.
Here's the Johnny
Taylor.
Here's the Johnny Taylor. Let me have you hear a little of Johnny, because that's my favorite version. So.
I echoing back the blues in the night. Let me tell you, baby.
Yeah, it's got a nice backbeat.
That's sweet. No, I've never heard that. I've heard several versions, but I've never heard that one.
All right, well, I'll play more.
I thought it was Bill Doggett or something.
Yeah. I'll play
I'm
more
I'm not
of
sure
it.
Who originally
And
was,
I've got Joe Turner, of course. No, there are many. That's one of those songs that take your pick.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Joe Turner, too. I love Joe Turner.
Oh, yeah. I'll have you hear a little of that, too. So I'll play that for you, too.
Oh, sweet.
All right,
yeah.
Good deal. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to ask you real quick, have you found any scanners that could reheat music? The music, not the words, or both?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. But I'll look. There probably are.
All right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, there might be. I don't know. So many musicians these days don't read it themselves, even when they can see it. So, yeah, do any scanners read it? Maybe. All right, Jim in Richmond is going to be the closing act tonight. We got about 4 minutes, and unfortunately he says it's bad news. So what's going on, Jim?
My friend who drives me everywhere?
Yes, the one who's leaving.
And she's finishing up on her massages and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's going to retire. But yesterday she did her massages, and at the last minute she ran over and took me to Janesville to get my eye drops, and then got back home.
Yeah,
and dropped me off and then went back home.
Uh-huh.
And she got home and there was a message from the coroner.
What?
And her brother passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And the coroner office was looking for her, and here she's driving me around.
Oh, my God. Now, was her brother sick?
No, he was not in assisted living, but where you're a senior and you senior living. He was
right.
68.
That's young.
And
it was just sudden?
And, yeah, she doesn't know anything yet, because I haven't talked to her today, because and she's had to do, she's going to have to do all the stuff and empty the apartment and all that.
Of course.
But the thing is she's done that for every family member.
Yeah.
And then she told me, if you leave the planet, I'm going to be really pissed.
Well, good. Well, then she needs to continue to help you, take care of you. Absolutely.
Right. But she's, be the one that takes care of me when I go.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't call last night. I was very upset.
Oh, absolutely. So. Well, my condolences to her. 68 is so young, and especially when it's unexpected. But As mm-hmm. as I always say, none of us have ever said, "Dear Lord, let me linger." So this is good for him, mm-hmm. but just a bitch for her. I'm so sorry.
Right, and I haven't, you know, talked to her today because yeah. I left her alone.
Of course, she's got more than enough so, on her hands. She so knows you're
they
there.
Right, but they haven't told her what happened, so
they may not know. You know, there might be an autopsy involved in this. They really may not know.
Right.
Oh, man.
So I will let you go, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So, speaking of deaths, we still don't know exactly what the deal was with Gene Hackman, and it's interesting because they had search warrants and they had all the utilities come to see, and there's no sign of any type of leak whatsoever that anybody could find, because normally it looks like, well, this is, you know, carbon monoxide poisoning or something of that ilk, but does not look like it. The dog, by the way, that died with them was a German Shepherd. And from what I understand, it was an adopted dog that had wandered onto its property, or their property. And they had two other dogs. They didn't say what kind, but they survived it. So I don't know. Nobody seems to have a real clue as to what's going on with that. And it mixed deals. Like some people reported that they went and the door was locked, and another person said, "Well, I went and the door was ajar." So there's a lot of information they're going to have to find out. So rest in peace. That's one of those real shocking things. So all right, on that note, we apologize to James on the south side because we didn't get there, and he sent, of course, a lot of stories, but you know, there's always next week. And let me see here in the waning seconds about next week, see I could look at Carol's show prep because she always tells me. All right, so Monday, March 3rd, we're going to be about an hour delayed. All right, for Monday Night Trivia because of the Blackhawks hockey. And that is the only sports interruption next week. Other than that, it's full shows ahead. Hopefully you remembered the new moon and you wrote your prosperity check. Next thing to note is the full moon is Friday morning, March 14th. So we'll pick it up there tomorrow night. It's a replay of Monday Night Trivia. I don't remember if there's a straggler or not, so you got to listen. And then we'll, I don't think so, though. I think we'll start with a new question this coming Monday right after the Blackhawks. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank those of you who called. It makes it a pleasure to do. We'll talk again soon. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.